KO4HKX. RMC KO4HKX. 4NUE KO4HKX. 4DOS KO4HKX. HKX clear.
KO4HKX W4DJW.
Can you do me a favor tonight and check me in? I'm coming into the black hole and Matt will be done by the time I get to the other side.
Okay, I'll do that. And his call is WG4MC. You left the G out. That might be why he wasn't responding.
How about that?
No problem. I'll check you in when I check in if you're not out of the black hole by then. KO4HKX, W4DJW.
MC, go ahead. Hey, Matt. Sorry about messing your call up, but can you check me in tonight, KO4HKX? I'll be mobile and monitoring, but it'll be real scratch. I won't be able to make it in reliably.
X-ray.
Roger that, Patrick.
I got it, Patrick. You're all checked in. Appreciate it, sir. WG4MC.
Sorry about messing your call up there. KO4HKX. I'll be clear.
Appreciate you stopping by. QCQ, welcome to the Blue Ridge Jimmy Internet. Your net controller tonight is WG4MC. My name is Matt, and my location is Western Greenville County. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this man is calling nightly 9 p.m. to the W4NYK repeaters, also via Echo Lino 545072. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of North Carolina, South Carolina, border near Highway 276. The repeater is in elevation of 3,500 feet above sea level. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic announcements or bulletins from net? Please call WG4MC or Net Control. Who will now begin the roll call? Want to remind everyone this is a direct to net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please check in proper alphabetical group when it's called. When you check in, please give your call sign phonetically. It's always appreciated. Name, location, and sending your intent to remain on the net for the ratchet portion. Before we start with the RF check-ins, let's start with the pre-check-in function of the repeater, starting with CM Fred and TR, his wife Ala, N4IEI. W2AMD Andrew Sentinelville, K4XMR Male Prosperity. KG4PFI Dawn in Piedmont, and KG4QLQ. N4ASW Tony Asheville. KM4BLH Kurt Greenville. KW4TS Jim Pelzer. N4JBM Jerry Campobello. KJ4UHF Jack Greenville. KC4W Bill Anderson. KN4RJN John Brown Summit. W4IOE Sid Fletcher. KO4CEF Andrew and Edmund. KN4HTP Wendy in Sentinelville. She brings along her husband Mark, W2MJB. Then we got landing in Dakinsville, KG4WNP. And then we also had a pre-check-in through RF, KO4HK X-ray, Patrick and Penrose. Appreciate everybody using the pre-check-in function of the repeater. Looks like we have an EchoLink station up, so EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge Jimmy Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Net Control, this is Alpha Alpha 4, Golf Hotel, negative and negative. Home QTH is Punta Gorda, Florida, but I'm mobile in Perry, Georgia. Thanks for calling me in.
AA4GH, that's Gus coming up on Echo Link, and his home QTH is Punta Gorda, Florida, but he's in Perry, Georgia. Appreciate you stopping by, Gus. Hope you're doing well. That portion of the check-ins. Tonight being Thursday night, we start with the Quebec through Tango group, Key through T for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC.
W4MC. Can Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris and Liberty. And I will be negative and negative. Oh, please check in. Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo, Romeo. KD4SRR, Robert down here in Joanna. And I've got a question or two to ask tonight for the rag chew portion. 73s to the rest of y'all, and happy St. Patrick's Day. Aaron, go brag, or whatever the heck it is.
The Blue Ridge Team Internet. Lights welcome, KO4QLT. That's Chris Liberty. Appreciate you stopping by, Chris. KD4SRR, Robert and Joanna. It's good to be back with you in a little bit with your questions. Robert, additional stations, Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC. 4MC, the Blue Ridge Team Internet. We'll tie down the next alphabetical group, which will take us to the end of the alphabet. The Uniform through Zulu group, U through Z for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
4MC. Please check in, N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane, I'm in Greenville. Temporary stationary right now. Be mobile in a little while. No traffic, no table tonight. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
The Voters Team Internet, like welcome, N4ZLK, that's Shane. Currently stationary in Greenville. I'll see some E-Mobile soon. Shane, be careful out there in the mobile and safe travels back to the QTH. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC.
WG4MC. In Kilo Whiskey 4, Echo Mike Foxtrot. That's KW4. EMF, this is Roger over in Gaffney tonight. I have no comments.
From C of the Blue Ridge Team Internet, I'd like to welcome KW4EMF. That's Robert in Gaffney. Appreciate you stopping by, Robert. Hope you and the family are doing well. All right, we'll slide down to the next alphabetical group, which will take us to the top of the alphabet. The Alpha through Delta group, A through D for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC.
4MC. Matt, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
WG4MC. Good evening, Matt. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Julia Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Net control. Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot, W4CWS. Name's Colin. I'm located in Mill Spring, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative.
For MC. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec. KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
MC. And the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home at Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Matt, and all on the net.
Group for check-in, starting with KK4DMW, that's Rick. He brings along his wife, Lorena, KK4ONO, their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ, they're all in Piedmont. Rick, please tell Lorena and Michelle we said hello, hope you are doing well. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, appreciate you stopping by. W4CWF, That was Cole in Mill Springs. Appreciate you stopping by. KB2BYQ, Dave Easley. KI4DOS, Mr. Gary. And his wife, Joy, K3JOY. They make their home Easley as well. Appreciate everybody stopping by. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC. Echolink station up, so Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. station. If you don't have transmit capability, just send me a text message. We'd love you to check in. All right, we'll slide down the next alphabetical group, which will be Echo Through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC.
4MC. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZ, and Harry and Candler, and we'll give you a comment or two.
KC4MC. Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
The Blue Ridge Team Internet, I'd like to welcome KC4EZN, that's Harry up there in Candler, W4FHJ, that's Gene in Taylor's, for checked off my Gene. Initial stations Echo Through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. Slide down the next alphabetical group, which will take us to the India through Lima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC.
WG4MC. Willow Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. Now, I'm James, and I'm up on this mountain here in Tuxedo, North Carolina, where I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
4MC. Kilo. India 4, Lima, Zulu, India, KI4LZI, Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round table, but I'll be monitoring.
From seeing the Blue Ridge Team Internet, I'd like to welcome KK4JFO, that's James up there in Tuxedo. Appreciate stopping by, James. Then we got Mr. Andy up there in Table Rock. Sounding good this evening, Andy, KI4LZI. Additional stations, India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC.
WG4MC. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. KK4JPQ. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. KC4MFK. We make our home in Greer. Marcus in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
See the Blue Ridge Team Internet. I'd like to welcome KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry. And he brings on his wife, Donna, KC4MFK. They make their home in Greer. Larry, please tell Donna we said hello. Hope you're doing well. At EchoLink Station, let's give them another opportunity to check in. So EchoLink Station is only for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control.
Control, this is WD8RON. Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed, traveling, no traffic, no comment, I'll be monitoring. Over.
Would like to welcome WD8RON, that's Ed, traveling. Be careful out there traveling, Ed, and safe travels back to the QTH. Appreciate you stopping by. All right, we'll slide down the next alphabetical group, which is the very patient group for this Thursday evening edition of the Blue Ridge Team Internet. The Mike through Papaya group, M through P for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control.
MC. Check in, Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'll be in Piedmont tonight. Be hitting again tonight, Matt, 73.
N4NLR, November 4, nothing like radio. Name here is Jim Juliet NMI. Location Greenville, South Carolina. Please check me in and out, please. Negative name. Good evening, Matt.
KO4NNH, that's Ed, moping around in Piedmont. Be careful out there on the mobile, Fred. And then we got N4NLR, that was Jim. I'm afraid I didn't get your location. If you could please come back.
Still in Greenville, South Carolina. We haven't moved lately, but might have missed me. But anyway, we're here in Greenville. In and out, please.
You got you guys in Greenville again. Hope you and the family are doing well. additional stations. Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge Chimney Net. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC. Form C, the Blue Ridge Chimney Net. We've been through that alphabet once, so now let's open up to that big group, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. We're in the whole alphabet. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Chimney Net, call WG4MC or Net Control.
Kilo 4 Hotel Whiskey Golf, that's K4HWG. This is Henry and Anderson. I'll be negative and negative.
See you at the Blue Ridge Chimney Internet. Right, welcome, K4HWG. That's Henry and Anderson. Appreciate you stopping by, Henry. Additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. We're in the whole alphabet. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Chimney Internet, call WG4MC. Let's see.
Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKB. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. Thanks for holding the net.
Hey, the Blue Ridge Chimney Internet. White welcome, KO4JKV. That's Duncan up there in Asheville. Appreciate you stopping by, Duncan. Hope you and the family are doing well. This is WG4MC now securing the 414 Chimney Internet. Our thanks for able to check in. All stations wish you to secure may do so. We will now begin the ride view portion with periodically stops for check-in. First on the stop is Mr. Robert, called WG4MC.
Net control, I can never remember anything. So that's going to be really interesting when my books come tomorrow and I start preparing for both my tests, which is the question I wanted to ask tonight. When is the next VE day in April? Back to you, Net Control.
For SRR, WG4MC. Well, I believe they're still doing it at the Red Cross building here in Greenville and Grove Road, the third Saturday of the month. And I believe that would be this Saturday.
Well, there's no way that I can bet on the luck of the Irish to try to cram that quick. So I'll have to pass, but that'll give me a full month of preparation to memorize all the answers, which I will probably forget 85% of them after I finish. And then once I've accomplished that, hopefully I'm going to take them both. It's going to be all or nothing, Caesar or nothing. I'm going to take one, and then I'm going to take the other right behind it because I don't want to spend $15 twice if I don't have to. And I'm going to get all the paper certificates I can. And then I'm going to work on the important stuff, which is dots and dashes and Morse code, an actual skill. I know I'm insulting a whole lot of folks, but hey, the ones that learn code are our betters.
You are WG for Mercedes, so I take it you're going for your general and your extra?
Well, on that, yeah, I'm just going to go for the whole shimole. I mean, why not? Get in the groove, do it, you know. Got a month to prep, and I picked the easiest books in the world. I know this is probably an insult to a lot of folks, but I'm getting both the general and the extra all ham, no spam books from Amazon tomorrow. I'm supposed to get them today, but they're somewhere between here and Charlotte. So, you know, they'll come in tomorrow, St. Patrick's Day, and then I'll start cramming, but not for Saturday. So I just then I'm looking for a key, and I don't care if it takes if I'm 5 minutes a word, I'm going to learn it. So because in crisis situation, Morse code gets through.
WG Form C. Well, Robert, good luck on that. And that's one of the things I want to do one day is to learn the code. Like I said, we start out slow, but that's all right. We'll just get faster and faster as we get more practice. Anyway, good luck on that. And if you got something to write with, if you go to YouTube Gary, W4EEY has videos on all three of the tests, all three of them, and just type in his call sign, W4EEY, on YouTube, and you can follow along with the videos.
Cool beans. I appreciate that. By the way, yeah, I've already got the technician down, obviously. I never really had any manners, but I've sort of got the protocol, I think. And then a lot of people may disagree with me on that, but nevertheless. But, you know, there's some scientific, some science that I need to go ahead and memorize. And then, maybe I'll make an antenna or two, out of it. But generally just make myself legal, and then I can yak on every band and just make a pest out of myself all over the world.
Well, anything else for the good of the net this evening, sir?
Well, I didn't get a single sideband CB last week. Poor feller. I met him, and I felt right sorry for him. He had a TR 435 or 465, something like that. It was an old realistic unit. But we plugged in the cigarette lighter and it blew the fuse immediately, which, okay, and I was going to give him $20 for it, but then his wife started complaining and saying I broke the radio, and I just had to look at him and tell him I'm sorry. And he understood how many ways I was sorry for him. Then I had another fella. His wife was going to sell a Cobra 55 HP to me for $25. And I thought, well, that's a pretty good deal. That's a 10 meter and it'd been, modified. But anyway, it was legal, CB wise. Well, anyway, oh no, he got that thing, caught that thing. Said, no, it's $250, not $25. She wanted to get rid of all this junk. So she was willing to, I almost got that one. But probably for domestic harmony is better for the couple. But that's about it. I'm still kind of looking. And, there got to be one out there for me somewhere. So that's about it. So y'all have a good one. And like I said, happy St. Patrick's Day to you. Corned beef, cabbage, whatever. Back to you, Net Control.
RWG Pharmacy. Well, good luck on the study, Robert. And I did look at my calendar, and in April, the third Saturday is going to be tax day, April 15th for you. Just wanted to let you know. Appreciate Robert again. Hope you and Sam are doing well. WG Pharmacy is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net looking for check-ins. We're in the whole alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control.
I believe it's Duncan tonight. It's Bob here in Piedmont. Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta AA1RD. Check me in, please, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks for calling the net. 73 to everyone on the net.
See you, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. My welcome, AA1RD. That's Robert. Appreciate you stopping by, Robert. Hope you're doing well. What's your location, please, sir?
Excuse me, it's in Piedmont. I'm in Piedmont, actually right on the Powdersville-Piedmont line.
Got you, Robert. Again, appreciate you stopping by this evening. All right, well, we'll see if Mr. Harry's available. He wanted to make a comment or two. KC4EZN, WG4MC. Go ahead, Harry. The stump is yours. Freshly slip off.
MC, KC4EZN. Well, good evening, Matt. Just thought I'd surprise you and talk to you tonight. Don't do that very often. And sitting here playing with something that didn't want to work. You can't figure quite. Haven't figured out why it doesn't work. Decided that sometimes you discover you're trying to push the rope instead of pull the rope, and works a lot better if you pull it. But just take a little break and enjoy today's weather. I understand that tomorrow is going to be wet, and it sounds like Sunday night, Monday night, maybe Tuesday night is going to be real cold, and by the time we get to this place next week, it might be pushing 70 degrees. So I sort of wish the weather would be a little more consistent. This up and down and temperatures and all of that is wreaking havoc on the apple crops and stuff like that up here. I don't know. Of course, again, somebody told me that if you don't like the weather up here in the mountains, wait 5 minutes and see if you like it then. Other than that, we've been playing radio, and April the 15th is not tax day. It's April the 18th. Which doesn't matter to me because I mailed mine last week. But April the 18th was the day that you really got to have it postmarked by. But and don't ask me why they changed it. I've learned some things not to keep up with. But anyway, we're just plugging along, playing radio, and seeing what we can get. 10 meters has been really, really active the last couple of weeks, and at least on the digital frequencies. I managed to work India a couple of weeks ago, which I very seldom even hear India. But, you know, when it pops up, you go for it. This time I got it, and actually the fella has confirmed it. So that was another new one, one that I did not expect to get. But what's happening down in your end? We'll keep it alive here and see if you got a second shift coming in. It's KC4EZN.
WG4MC. Well, doing good here. I took today off and tomorrow off. I had a couple vacation days. If I didn't use them by the end of the month, I was going to lose them, and I'm not going to lose those things. But, yeah, the weather was nice. I definitely needed to get out and had to do some shopping, had to pick up a few things. But that's par for the course. It seems like you always spend money on a day off because it's like it's a day you can get some stuff done.
Well, we have a friend who haven't quite figured things out with this friend, but she called me and wondered if I wanted some firewood, and something about she has some allergy problems and couldn't burn this firewood because the smoke irritated her, and I said fine. So that was my day. I was going over picking up a pickup load. It was kind of old, but that means it's really, really dry, and I've got a pile of it stacked up next to the door, so Saturday night I can build a fire in the wood stove and hold off the power company a little bit. And it's, I don't know, they just, that kind of warm just seems to be better. I don't know, maybe there's something magic about a fire sometimes, but still that wood stove heats things up nicely and keeps the heat pump quiet. But yeah, we did that. Did some other running around in air and stuff today. I've been involved with a Boy Scout troop and was the treasurer, and we did not renew that group's charter this year. Just did not have youth from the neighborhood coming in, and looking around, they're all about 3 or 4 years old. So it's going to be a few years before they're ready. But I was the treasurer of that group, and I managed to get that handed off back to the organization that sponsored us today. And that's kind of like unclipping an anvil from around your neck. That was the joy of my day. We'll pass it back to you, Matt, see if somebody else shows up. I wish Robert a lot of luck on taking both of those exams, because you're looking at 35 questions and 50 questions, and I don't think I can learn that much in a month. Maybe he's got a head start on it, but I wish him well on that effort. I waited a few years. I never heard Morse code. I got up to 15 words a minute, and you had to do 20 then to get it extra. And all I heard was just a string of dits. I could not, my ear just did not hear it. And it went a whole lot of fun. But wishing a lot of good luck on that. And study hard. Make sure you got the most current book for the question pool. And give that a go. We'll be looking for him, see if we hear him. But anyway, we'll say 7-3 to you, Matt. WG4MC, KC4EZN.
For EZN and WG4MC, always a pleasure speaking with you, Harry. Glad you got that taken care of and understand about getting that anvil off your neck. Again, hope you and the family are doing well, sir. It's WG4MC with the Blue Ridge 2 Internet looking for check-ins. We're in that big group, the whole alphabet. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2 Internet, call WG4MC or Net Control.
WG4MC. Bad. Sorry, I missed you earlier, but I got a big group for you to check in, sir. Please check in Kilo Alpha 3, Julian Charlie Alpha KA 3JCA. Name here is Richard. I'd like to check in my wife, Kilo Alpha 4, Julian Charlie Alpha, that's KA 4JCA, Miss Sally, and our daughter, Kilo Alpha 4, Alpha Charlie Lima, KA 4ACL. Her name is Ashley. We all reside in Simpsonville. And please check in by club call, Kilo 3 Delta Oscar Victor, K3DOV, Upstate Amateur Radio Club. Okay, thank you for calling to that, sir. Have a good evening.
Yeah, the Blue Ridge 2 Internet would like to welcome KA3JCA, that's Richard, his wife Sally, KA4JCA, their daughter Ashley, KA4ACL, and they bring along his club, the Upstate Amateur Radio Club, K3DOV. They're all in Simpsonville. Good to hear you this evening, Richard. Please tell Sally and Ashley we said hello. 7G4C, the Blue Ridge 2 Internet, looking for check-ins. We're in the B group, the whole alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in or do some ratchet, you can call WG4MC or Net Control. See, with the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, that long pause usually means we have everybody. So stand by just a second, and I'll send the old net report. 4MC, now we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3, good night and good luck. WG4MC clear.
4JBQ. KK4JBQ. You happen to be still around, Miss KI4LZI. KK4JBQ. KK4JBQ. This is KI4LZI calling. That KI4LZI.
LZI, KK4JBQ.
4LZI, you remember when I was giving you, telling you about that simplex that was going to be operating last Saturday for the Greenville all throughout the state, and Robert was going to be doing some too? Did you listen in on any of that?
Hello, Andy. I didn't listen in. I was otherwise occupied, but I did talk with Robert about it. It sounded very interesting, and I wish I had it listened in. I think it was, oh goodness, some of it was 10 meters, wasn't it?
Not sure. Over here, from everything I was aware of, it was 2 meters. I know, over here it was 2 meters simply. And there was what they call wired package part of it, but also, boy, you asked me now and I can't remember, but were you sending email like over some, I know some of it's involved with packet, but there's another thing, but right now I can't remember it, though.
As we talked about it, they were using Winlink. and that's not 2 meters. Anyway, I do believe they were using the higher frequency HF. It was 6 or 10 at some point. It could have involved some 2 meters as well, but I did not get to listen to it. Were you able to do that?
Over here in Pickens County, I did, and over here it was a combination. Wind link packet and 2 meter simplex. I heard quite a bit of 2 meter simplex over here where I'm at, quite a bit. I didn't, would have committed, but I was afraid to, because something would come up. Always usually does, so I didn't commit to it, but I did at least listen in on the 2 meter side, and there was quite a bit of 2 meter activity on 147.540. That's our simplex frequency over here, 147.540.
You live in a real choicey spot for receiving line of sight RF. Having the altitude that you do, that's a very good thing. I live down in a sinkhole, as far as the land is concerned. It's not like that if you drive on the roads. It seems rather flat, but I guess I'd need an antenna at least 60 feet in the air to have good line of sight to the signals that pass way over my head. Way over my head. Well, I do remember now that part of Robert's conversation was about the selection of 2 meter simplex and how if you use 10 meters, 6 meters, you get some reflection from the ionosphere. So your signal can go straight up. You know, you can have a low angle signal, and it go straight up, and it'll come straight back down. Some portion of it will come straight back down. And in doing that, you skipped over a lot of terrain that gets in the way. You know, the Thermal Belt Club, you're aware of it, I'm sure, has done 2 meter simplex, and there are some members of that club who are, they're down in a canyon, as far as the mountains are concerned up there. And they can be heard by maybe 2 out of 30 people that participated, just averaging the numbers. And the cool thing about simplex is that if one of those two people can hear this individual, others can hear the person who received that signal, and they can relay what was said. And then it goes on from there. It's a bit of magic in a way, involving more people. So you have to rely on more than one person being, you know, as you call my call sign. I happen to be in the kitchen helping Donna. That's what delayed me, but you call my call sign, and I heard you directly because of the repeater, because that helps us out a lot. And if we were doing simplex, I don't think I could have heard you. I can't hear many people on reverse. It is because, Pelham Road is a crest of a road. It crests on a ridge, and I'm about a mile away from Pelham Road. And so there's a lot of dirt between me and other people. KK4JPQ.
KI4LZI, no, you and I couldn't do it just because of Paris Mountain alone. That alone wouldn't allow us to work simplex. REOC over here is up on a hill. It is out there, and that helps me somewhat in being able to hear the EOC here. Now that it's up on a hill where it used to be, down there at the flea market, I would have never heard it here. But it's up on a hill now, and I can hear it here. And some of the others that I was hearing Saturday wasn't really all that overly far away. Some of them were running various power levels from 100 watts to 50 watts and so on like that. And because of that, I could hear quite a bit of it. But it was a mixture of wind length. I don't know why I can't never remember that, but mixture of wind length, 2-meter semiflex, and you was talking about 10 meters. I keep the FM 10-meter frequencies in the scanner all the time, and when I'm scanning our other analog amateur VHF, UHF frequencies, it scans them too. And a lot of times I can pick up on a band opening on 10 meters just from the FM part. That does a repeater that's off up here in New York State, the KQ2H. That's on 29620. A lot of times in the heart of summer, it'll come in here about as good on that frequency as these 2-meter repeaters come in. The propagation is just that strong on that particular repeater in particularly.
That. But I don't spend a lot of time just roaming around on the radio. Years ago, I found out where the nets are, and I participate in them if I can. I mean, you're doing a little more in the hobby than I am in that regard, for more listening time. Yeah. So there's you know, the propagation being increasing and getting better. We're getting, oh, I don't know where the middle of this sun cycle is. I think it's up into mid-24. But anyway, it's a good time to listen. I've got a capable radio here now. I have been talking for years on an HT with an outside antenna, but an HT, I just didn't have the power. If it did 5 watts ever, it would surprise me. But now I can genuinely put out 50 watts with this Kenwood. I took it out of my car. Wasn't using it but very much in the car, so I just thought I could use that thing in the base station. Yeah, so that's connected to a decent antenna. And right now I think it's set to 20 watts. You can hear me fine, can't you?
No problem at all. No problem at all. Well, when I'm not, if I'm to where I can, I may not always be on here transmitting, but I got into a lot of this habit long before I got my license in 05. That's how I found out about all. That scanner I got over there, it won't, you might say, do the updated stuff on 800 like Greenville County now is on and what everybody now is on. But it will cover all the analog ham bands, all of them. 10-meter FM included. There's lots of times, too, on 29660. There's a repeater out in Dallas-Fort Worth that'll come in here, too, at times. And let's see, that other frequency was 29.64. It's somewhere up in the northeast, but I ain't really nailed down the exact location of where it's at exactly. But I'm usually, when I have the time that I can, because I got speakers here on the outside the house if I need to, when it's warm, just turn the scanner on, plug it on those outside speakers and monitor 2 meters, 6 meters, 7 meters, all the analog stuff we got from 10 meters on up to 900 if I can get the signal on.
Hear that before? I didn't know you had outside speakers. That's cool. I have a couple of those Baofeng 2-meter HDs, and I use those as extension speakers. I don't transmit on them, but they can receive quite well. And so if I'm upstairs, or if I want to go upstairs while the net is running, I have one up there, and I can just turn it on and listen. All I'm going to do is listen, so, you know, it's good for that. But you're here lately. You recall when Anderson, I think they got themselves a new repeater, and the message is still on their website that that repeater, I think it's the same frequency but a different TL tone. It kind of messes up the smooth flow on their website. It's always, you know, putting up a big notice on the screen. Whenever you change any page on that website, you're reminded of the new PL tone. Anyway, I used to be able to get into Anderson just fine. I don't know if they changed the location of the repeater when they replaced with a new repeater. But anyway, it's I cannot hear it very well anymore. And I'm sorry to lose it because, you know, we know some folks over there. You recall Sue and Duncan, don't you? Sue used to be a net control on this frequency.
LZI. As far as those outside speakers goes, it's outside the house that I hooked to the scanner. I've had these things up here, gosh, I guess since the 80s or the 90s. I know one time a rat got up there and gnawed through one of the wires, and I had to get up there and redo one of the wires one time, but that's kind of how I've kept up with a lot of things. And as far as Sue and Duncan goes, Duncan's the current net manager for Anderson Radio Club, and Sue down there is the secretary at Anderson Radio Club, from what I've heard him say. And as far as the tone goes, it's 127.3. That's what it is now. Prior to, let's see, last year, right, they changed it out just the day before the ham fest down there. They took the old repeater down and put the new one up. And it's 127.3. But as far as anything else that they've done to it, I really don't know. I'm so close to it here. I don't notice any issue almost about it unless it's about off the air. It's very similar to what this machine here is. I'm so close to them, I go to the other end of the house, and outside out there, I can get into the 7-9 with just an HT and rubber duck.
So, as far as you know, they didn't change the location where the repeater is installed. Is that right?
As far as I know, they haven't. How it's set up, I ain't been up in many years, but they got a tire up there. The repeater antenna is up on the top, and the building's down under the tire itself. Back many years ago, the top part of the tire kind of come off of it, and I know during that time that repeater had been off for a week or two. Because that tire's been up there since that repeater's been up there, since 1979, and the top part just finally rusted through, and the top part came off. But from my understanding, they didn't put that top part back, but they put it down the next level down. And if there's any other changes, I don't know about it. Like I said, it's just too strong here, and I can't tell any difference in it one way or another unless it's about totally off.
understand that. This is KK4JBQ with KI4LVI. It's just so different. I used to hear it just fine before they changed the repeater. And if it's in the same place, if the antenna's at the same height, if nothing else has changed around the antenna, or between me and the antenna, that's possible too. Spent enough time that somebody could have built a building that reflected the signal on its way to me. Whatever, it's just, I mean, I can just barely make out. I've tried many nights. I can just barely make out the signal. And I can check in, and it seems that the net control has no problem hearing me, and so when he recognizes my check-in, I can make out my call sign. It's something curious about the letters of the alphabet. You can hear those when you can't hear somebody say, you know, other words. Anyway, so I just figure I'll keep it up until I know something different. I have changed antennas, but the one I have is very good. It has less height than the old one did, which is kind of where I... my location is controlled by my HOA. I have to keep it hidden. There's only one spot where it can't easily be seen, and I figure I'll just leave it there. and the height, if it, I guess before the older antenna was twice the height, that was probably a reason too. Yeah, this one is only about 10 feet up. That's not very good height. KK4JBQ.
KI4LCI. Well, you hear a lot of repeaters there that I don't begin to hear. You was talking about that 9-1 up in Asheville. I've heard of it, but from here, Caesar's Head wouldn't allow me to even think about hearing that repeater.
I spoke to you about that repeater, but I don't receive that one well either. There's a lot of terrain going north of here, getting into the foothills and the mountains in North Carolina. There's a lot of terrain that changes. So while those are good locations, those mountaintops are good locations for repeaters, they're a little difficult for the return path. With the low angle of my antenna, the height of my antenna. Even 2 meters, if you get it up above, because of its line of sight, if you get it up above the surrounding terrain and the surrounding buildings, because it will reflect somewhat from buildings, reducing your power. Height matters even with 2 meters. That's many wavelengths. It would still make a good difference because it's all vertically polarized, and that's, you know, well, it's just the way the animal works. Well, Andy, I'm going to go run back and help Donna. We're doing some little project in the kitchen there. Great to hear you. Thank you for giving me the call, and I hope you have a good night. KK4JBQ with KI4LZI. I'll talk with you later, Andy. 7-3.
Okay, well, I was just wondering if you had listened in on any of that. Like I said, I heard quite a bit around here on 2-meter simplex here on during that exercise, and it's kind of like you don't hear 195 on Glass Mountain outside of Pickens where you got Paris Mountain. I get the feeling it's part of that problem too. You know, it's, as you say, altitude and line of sight. KK4JBQ, KI4LCI.